2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have blue sky, still 95 degrees.
And a crash northbound Redwood Road in Bluffdale. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. In just a few hours, Vice President Mike Pence is expected to arrive in Salt Lake City ahead of his speech on trade tomorrow morning. Police are letting everyone know that traffic could be hectic in spots while he's here. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live near Salt Lake International Airport, where the vice president's expected to arrive. Paul, what exactly will he be speaking about?
Well, Vice President Mike Pence, he's going to be speaking about the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. He's trying to build up support for that. It still has not been ratified. University of Utah political science professor Tim Chambliss says the trade agreement could have a major impact on Utah's economy since the state is stepping up their efforts to trade internationally.
Mexico is the number three trading partner of the United States, after China being second and Canada being first.
But Salt Lake police say there will be rolling street closures, and even they aren't always told in advance which streets are going to shut down. So they recommend that large truck drivers avoid going downtown for the next 24 hours if they can. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Earlier today, Governor Herbert talked about how the VP's role in Trump's White House plays in Utah. Here's KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs.
At the governor's monthly KUED press conference today, Herbert noted that Mike Pence was a member of the governor's club, and he knows him well.
Vice President Pence is a good friend of mine.
And that Pence's qualities of faith and integrity are respected here.
His background and history aligns up with the culture of Utah very well.
Herbert said that he may even be more popular than the president.
Some people said they voted for Mike Pence for vice president, and Donald Trump came along as the president.
Herbert also touched on medical marijuana in Utah, saying that health departments here shouldn't fear federal law for handing it out as prescribed. Other states have been doing fine with it.
Nobody's been prosecuted. There doesn't appear to be anybody being prosecuted or a desire to be prosecuted.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
We'll be talking with the host of KSL's Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, about the vice president's visit during the in-depth coming up in about 10 minutes. Meantime, another Republican is gunning for Utah's 4th congressional district seat. Maria Soleos is here with the latest entry to a growing field.
Jeff, Utah Senate Majority Whip Dan Hemmert is throwing his name in the race for the contested seat. Hemmert owns the Red Hanger Cleaners chain and says his business experience gives him an advantage over the other candidates in the race. That seat is currently held by Democrat Ben McAdams. Also in the race are former Utah GOP Communications Director Kathleen Anderson, State Representative Kim Coleman, and former KSL News Radio host Jay McFarland. KSL's top national stories this hour. While speaking today at the American Veterans 75th National Convention, President Trump says there is a new product out there to help with U.S. veteran suicide.
It really takes that horrible anxiety, whatever causes somebody to be so desperate to commit suicide. You take it, it's an inhaler, and you take it, and its results are incredible.
president making the remarks before signing a presidential memorandum to discharge the federal student loan debt of totally and permanently disabled veterans. NATO officials say two U.S. service members were killed today in Afghanistan.
Defense Department is withholding the names of two U.S. service members killed in action until their families are notified. But their death brings the total of U.S. troops killed in combat-related incidents in Afghanistan this year to 14, the highest number recorded by the Pentagon since 2014.
That is ABC's Elizabeth McLaughlin at the Pentagon. Other national stories KSL is following. Authorities say an inmate smuggled a cell phone into Atlanta's federal prison, then used it to stream videos on social media. ABC's Pete Combs reports this points out a much bigger problem in prisons all around the country.
Brand new phone, can't even get the camera to stay on.
This video, live streamed earlier this year, not from 32-year-old Brian Wilson's home, but from his cell at the federal penitentiary here in Atlanta.
We starting to go for me fun for my cellie, man. He dried up, he hungry.
Cell phones are banned in prisons. With them, inmates can not only stream from their cells, but participate in illegal activities outside prison as well.
Well, listen, y'all. I got to get over here.
Pete Combs, ABC News, Atlanta.
A longtime staple of Italian cuisine in Bountiful is shutting its doors. After nearly 55 years in business, Robantino's is closing down. A sign posted on the restaurant's front door at 1385 South and 5th West says, "Your loyalty and your friendship have been much appreciated."
A lot of wistful talk in the newsroom this afternoon about going there as teenagers and in high school.
Definitely a family spot.
KSL News Time 4:05.